are headed to Red Deer tomorrow, and we're going to the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So we will be there live starting at noon tomorrow. We'll be broadcasting from Red Deer as well. So on the road. A little Willie Nelson music or whatever on the road. Bruce Dobigan with you. We're back after this.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is proud to support the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame in Red Deer. This year's induction ceremony goes on Friday in Red Deer. This year's list of inductees includes curling legend Kevin Martin, Bearcat Murray, Carla McLeod, and our personal favorite, Peter Marr. The big show goes live from Red Deer to talk to the inductees and tell everybody about the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. If you want to attend, tickets are still available through the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. Sportsnet 960 on the road to Red Deer on Friday.
So, your kid is finishing high school, and now you have to help them pick a university. There's lots to consider, like the size of the school, residence spaces, and tuition fees. Luckily, you've got help with McLean's 2015 Canadian Universities Guidebook. This 240-page special issue looks at 80 Canadian schools, how they rank, their costs, and what students think. Get your copy of the McLean's Canadian Universities Guidebook on newsstands or online at mcleans.ca/guide.
Earn even more points now by liking Sportsnet 960 on Facebook and following us on Twitter. Sign up to become a fan club member now at sportsnet.ca/960. Your chance to score tickets to the biggest games, hottest concerts, and some awesome prizes. Head to sportsnet.ca/960.
It's the Race to Save sale at Honda, where everybody wins. For 5 days only, get a $1,250 bonus when you lease any 2015 Honda Civic. And if you're already a Honda owner, we'll cut your interest rate by 1%. Or if you decide to buy a new Civic, you'll get $2,500 in cash purchase savings. That's three great ways to save on Canada's number one selling car. But it only lasts 5 days, so hurry in. The Race to Save sale ends June 1st. Visit your local Honda dealer for details.
The Big Show, brought to you by Comedy Cave. If it's comedy you crave, come to the Cave. Tickets are always $10. Comedy's so good, you'll whip out your funny bone. Go to comedycave.com.
Trending right now in Calgary.
No NHL action tonight on the ice. Both conference finals going to Game 7. Just the third time in the history of the National Hockey League that has happened. The first time since 2000. Coaching news, though. Dan Bylsma, a five-year deal. He'll take over the Buffalo Sabres. Peter DeBoer, as expected, was introduced in San Jose at the MasterCard Memorial Cup tonight. It will be the tiebreaker game. The two teams that played last night play again tonight for the right to play Kelowna. Those two would be Rimouski and the host Quebec Ramparts.
Brought to you by JB's Power Center. A high-octane sale is back May 29th to 30th. This year, get it for free. Car audio, truck accessories, high-performance parts, and JB's cash. JB's Power Center, McKnight and Barlow.
NHL, CFL, NFL, MLB, NLL, WHL, and lots more letters. We cover them all. Sportsnet 960, the FAN. Calgary, the boys on the Big Show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Perry fires it across. Oh, and Maroon just missed on that Perry pass. Up to Desjardins. Legging after that puck. Gets it in front. Scores! Andrew Shaw!
Wasn't the game winner, but I think in many ways it kind of typified game number 6 of the Western Conference Final. What you couldn't tell from that television call on the radio was that Desjardins legged out that he hustled to get to that puck, played it over to Shaw, who beat Ryan Getzlaff on the back check. They beat Freddie Anderson. The Hawks would go up 4-2, and they hand the Anaheim Ducks, believe it or not, Bruce, all the way into almost June, the first loss in the playoffs in regulation. 5-2 victory by the Hawks. They hold serve at home. They force a game 7. I thought that goal in many ways just kind of exemplified there's something about Chicago. We've talked about it with other teams. They've been there before. They know what it takes. They knew what, you know, they knew what had to happen in that play. Now, Desjardins came over from San Jose, so he's not exactly a two-time Stanley Cup winner. But there is an element to playing with the Hawks of desperation. You saw it in Keith. You just saw it up and down that lineup, and it was a pretty good effort.
And sharp, too.
And sharp, too, yeah.
Because, you know, after the game, Getzlaff took it upon himself, apologized.
Yeah.
That's on me. But if you watch the play, he hustles back.
Absolutely.
He's at the end of a long shift. You can see he's gassed. He hustles back. And then just at the last minute, instead of taking the inside position, he tries to take the outside position and knock his stick. Doesn't work. And Shaw showing hands I didn't think he had, particularly. puts it in. And, yeah, it was an impressive play. It was, it's indicative of what happens. And you, when you see good teams for so long, the Red Wings were this way for a long time, guys show up and they become good players.
Yep.
You know, people got let go somewhere else for nothing, and then they show up and they become part of the culture. And when you realize you just have to fit into a small box, not the big box, but when you fit into a small box, you're, for your role on that team, man, it makes it much easier and much more satisfying. And that's what you see a guy like Shaw, and you see Desjardins doing that last night.
Because there was a lot of what you would call absorbing in that third period.
Yeah.
You know, the Hawks took a lot.
Well, what were the shots on the, at the end? I think there was – I think Anaheim only sustained 18 shots, right? I think Eric, he only had 18 shots, Anderson, right?
No, the shots were 13-4 in the third period. They ended up
32-23
in favor of the in favor of the Ducks. Now, clearly it was period number –
Well, 23 minus 15, he made 18 saves. Or there were 18.
No, no, that doesn't work either.
No?
Oh, who, Anderson?
Yes.
Anderson made, okay, I see what you're saying. Yes, 18 saves.
18
so you're
saves.
Saying Anderson made 18 saves.
Yes.
Sorry, I thought you were talking about Crawford.
In other words, Chicago didn't bombard them is what I got.
No, they had the good second
period.
If
I was speaking English, I'd have said it that way.
Perhaps. or if I wasn't looking at the numbers and cross-eyed.
Oh, you and your numbers.
13-9 were the shots in favor of the Hawks in the second period, a period in which they outscored Anaheim 3-1. But they gave up that, you know, kind of late in the period power play goal to Maroon, and you could see the Ducks were coming. You know, the Ducks got one, a buck 57 into the second period or into the third period.
Controversial goal, too.
Well, we're going to get to that. I don't think it was controversial at all, but all right. But nonetheless, they were pushing. No, no.
I'll wait.
Wait. They were pushing. They absorbed it. And when they needed it the most, I just liked the play by Desjardins, you know, out-hustle the defender. And I liked the battle by Shaw to get to the net.
Yeah.
And you mentioned it, too. What do you make of Ryan Getzlaf? I was terrible. Not much I can do in the dressing room. On the ice, I've got to be better. When I'm not playing this well, when I was playing like I was tonight, it kind of reverberates through the lineup was what he was saying. To me, that's captain speak. I didn't look at that game and go, whoa,
boy,
I can't believe
stink.
How bad is he.
Oh, that one play was fairly public, and I think he made a poor decision, but I can't knock him for not hustling.
Now
you're
talking on the fourth goal?
Yeah.
You said it, though. End of a shift.
And
he came from
back.
All the way. But yeah.
So that's – you're right. That's captain speak. What did I say yesterday? I said in both game sixes, the team that lost could afford to lose. And and when these teams are that good and that desperate,
if
that little motivational thing, that's all it takes, that's what happened. To me, that's what I saw there, is those are two teams that thought – we can still play another game.
Yeah.
So we want to get rid of these guys. We're desperate to get rid of these guys, but we also know in the back of our brains that there is a tomorrow for us. And those other two teams got to lay it all out. And Chicago did in front of their home fans. They got a good effort from Crawford. Some help, you know, along the way from some guys you wouldn't expect. So, yeah, it's really been a satisfying thing. And when we talked to John Shannon, you and I have been going on about how many Hall of Famers
we will see
in the future.
Yeah.
And I just wondered aloud, is there a possibility that maybe the back half of Ryan Kessler's career goes in such a way that he's also a guy we consider that way? Because he's become the guy he used to be in Vancouver for a few years. He seems to become that guy again in Anaheim.
Wow. Okay.
Possibility.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, we need championships at this point. That's one thing that helps you cobble it together.
Yep.
Doubt very much that there's going to be a big uptick in offense, so I'm not sure his offensive numbers will grow. Not to say he won't be impressive or important or anything like that. I'm just saying.
But if Anaheim wins, and he's a key guy in an Anaheim team that wins a cup or two going forward. I mean, that's how the voting goes. I'm not saying that right now, odds, I'd say he's about a 35 to 40% chance of doing it.
Yeah, and I probably would put him lower than that, but I love the thought of it. Like, I like that idea of, you know, is this a guy who, you know, we talked to Dan Murphy when this series started, and you know, Dan spent all those years covering the Canucks, was around him all the time. I said, what are you seeing? Is there a difference between this Ryan Kessler and the Ryan Kessler you saw in Vancouver? And he said, not really. He said, the biggest thing is, and you know, you wouldn't know it unless you were in the marketplace or you were writing a book about the Canucks. But if you did, then you probably – he's healthy now.
Yeah,
he wasn't healthy the last couple of years. Not – you know, not 6 months on the shelf unhealthy, just kind of nagging.
Well, if
something.
You remember 11, coming out of the 11,
yeah.
He didn't play for the first, I want to say, almost 2 months
That's right.
of the next year.
That's right.
He was torn up really badly by the 11 playoffs, and then the next year again getting hurt, and then things just going sour, and I think that dressing room started to come apart, and he wasn't happy to be there and wanted to get out. But, yeah, it's, you know.
So it's an interesting – I don't think he does, Bruce, but I think he has the potential to make it an interesting conversation.
Plays to 37, 38 years old, gets a cup or two in Anaheim, maybe has a couple of 30-goal seasons all of a sudden. I mean, he's no Bob Pulford, you know.
No.
Hall of Famer Bob Pulford.
No. Oh, here we go.
Bernie Federko.
Okay, we got to take time out to go through the list of those you like and those you don't like. I'll say this. I wouldn't be surprised to see him get into the U.S. Hockey Hall of Fame. Yeah. I wouldn't surprise me, you know, if he got some of those other I hate to call them second-tier accolades, but, you know, if the Hockey Hall of Fame is the ultimate.
The Weiner Hall of Fame, he's a first ballot guy. The Weiner Hall
of
Fame, yes.
Yeah, he's in that. But I think he
has a career in soccer when this is over diving on the field.
Hey, now.
Oh.
Well, hey, now. But anyway, look, two game sevens in a conference final. I mentioned it before, I guess I mentioned it in the trending now.
Yeah.
Only the third time that's ever happened.
Yeah.
And the second time, or it hasn't happened since 2000, and prior to that, it hadn't happened in what we call, quote-unquote, the modern era, post-expansion era. So this is something I guess we shouldn't take for granted. This has been spectacular. Because what do they often say? As an author, you know this. You've probably written this. I bet you did a book on this. We always say,
what do we say?
The first round is the best round.
If it was wise, I probably said it.
Right. No, it was just regurgitating something everybody says.
The most intense hockey is the first round.
Right, and usually the best. And from there, you know, oh, it's the hardest round to win. Every Stanley Cup champion tells you, oh, the first round's the hardest, all of that.
Third isn't always the most gripping, is it?
No. Because in the Stanley Cup final, the end. We can see the end. Yeah. But right now, these bottom four, look at the NBA. And I know it's different sports and everything like that. But let's be perfectly honest. The conference finals in the NBA, a little bit anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Right? This has been anything but.
Great.
Good
team.
For the game.
Great team in Golden State. LeBron James just being a Superman.
Yeah.
The other one. Those are the storylines, and they were over quick.
Yeah.
They were over quick.
Well, Steph Curry wasn't too bad either.
Well, yeah, no, I'm just saying that.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, I'm just.
Not concussed, by the way.
Who?
No. Clay Thompson. Concussed.
What would ever make you bring that up? We are live on location this afternoon at Advantage Ford.
Do they have a dark room in the NBA? I know we have a dark room in the NHL, right, where you have to go to the dark room when you have that?
I don't know the procedure, but we have Dave Zarum coming on later on. I'll ask him that question if you like. Dave Zarum from Sportsnet Magazine.
Maybe it's a different colored room in the NBA. Maybe it's a purple room as opposed to just the dark room.
Yeah, I think from a procedure, this is off the top of my head, but I believe the last Zurich conference on concussions, which was in 2013 or 2012, their procedures, I believe, called for that type of facility for all
on site,
right? Yep. That you have to take them somewhere quiet with no lights, just so that you can observe them.
But I digress.
Yeah, I didn't really want to get into the concussion stuff early, but you're dragging me there. Anyway, as I mentioned, we are at Advantage Ford this afternoon. We're here. Come down and say hello. We're just on the east side of McLeod Trail down here. It's easy to find because they have the biggest flag in Calgary.
They do.
Right?
Can't miss it.
And when the Flames are rolling, it's a Flames flag, which is the first time I saw it. Blew my socks off because you can see it for literally miles.
Well, you and I live in the south part.
That's
of the
right. So I come by here all the time.
I can see it from my back.
But the first time I saw that flag, I'm like, pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
So come on down. There's all kinds of great deals to be had on vehicles today. And, of course, I am partial, as you were kind of making light earlier. The beautiful 2015 F-150s are down here, the 4x4. As a matter of fact, we're collecting gently used sporting goods for Kids Sport Calgary and the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank, and it's all going in the back of a beautiful black F-150. So if you brought some stuff down or you got some stuff on your way home, come on down and drop it off.
You see the two lacrosse sticks?
I saw brand new.
They were purchased brand new this morning by a gentleman who was listening to us doing our appeal, and he came by and brought them by, had a hamburger, and said hi to everybody.
The hamburgers are there as well. You can enter
skis.
Here for a $180 gift card to the Calgary Stampeders ticket office, yeah, which I think is pretty cool. So it's not like,
it's like a credit.
It's not like you're going to win tickets and go, oh, but it's Aunt Betty's, you know, her birthday. I can't go. You could use the gift card to, well, you can, exactly. You can give Aunt Betty the tickets to the game. Of course, she wants to see the Red Blacks when Henry Burris comes to town. So you could use the gift card and purchase those Red Black tickets, right?
And tickets go on sale for the Stampeders June 1st.
They're on the field today.
Rookie camp.
Most important reason we're here today,
yes, sir,
is that, of course, Advantage Ford is part of the Wood Automotive Group here in Calgary. And Wood Automotive Group and Kids Sport have hooked up. This past January, a relationship was struck between Al Coates, you know Al, former general manager of the Calgary Flames, now
yes,
a huge part of Hockey Canada, and he's a huge part of the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank. He hooked up with Jerry Wood. And, by the way, Jerry Wood, Wood Auto Group, there's a connection there. They're kind of the same guy.
Yeah.
And he's a pretty prominent Calgarian, let's put it that way. They have decided,
puts his money where his mouth is.
Exactly, because they put some money towards the lease of a cargo van for the use of the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank and made all five of their locations around Calgary and in Okotoks drop-off locations for gently used sporting goods. If you've got them, you can bring them down here anytime. You can bring them down here 7 days a week, drop them off, and they will get collected. And all of that equipment goes to the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank. They clean it up, and then Kids Sport makes sure it gets into the right hands of athletes all across southern Alberta. And you know what, Bruce, a little later on, we're going to tell a really cool story. It might even be across the Atlantic, too.
Okay.
That you might be bringing some stuff down, and we make sure the Albertans get and Calgarians get taken care of, but we also might be helping some people across the Atlantic. So we'll tell that
cool
story a little later on. Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
So come on
this
down.
This is the only place you can have the barbecue, though, by, of all of their sites.
Yeah.
This is the barbecue.
That's place. Right. If you want the free hamburgers, you come to Advantage
and hot
Ford.
Dogs.
That's right. We'll also mention Woodridge Ford, who's treated us really, really well. Okotoks Ford, that's where we kicked it off. Recently, we were over at Big Four Motors and taking a look at their Jeeps. Nothing wrong with the Ford product, but those Jeeps are pretty cool too, and Village Honda in there as well. So all of those part of the Wood Auto Group, and we invite you to bring your used equipment down to any location and help out both Kids Sport and the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank. The other news that's coming out of the National Hockey League today is two hirings. Pete DeBoer, we talked about that yesterday, going to San Jose, just being introduced as we're speaking,
yep,
right now. And Dan Bylsma gets the Buffalo job, and I'm not sure that in just 5 or 10 minutes we can probably do this one enough credit, but
what did I assure you?
I like
you?
Dan. What?
What did I assure you?
I don't know.
I said Dan Bylsma's going to New Jersey. Didn't I say that?
Mark it down, boys
and
girls.
Didn't I say that? I did say
get
that.
Get your New Jersey Devils uniform.
Having said that, if I was in his position, this would be the one I would take. This is a team. It's a lot of upside.
Is it the right coach? And I don't mean
he dealt with a young Sidney Crosby. He understands what it's like to be a Sidney Crosby kind of guy, to have him on your roster.
Did he or did Therrien do that labor?
He still had him. And
he won with him.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about that, and that's an adventure.
And Sid was still a young man when he did that. So I think he understands that position and how that what's going to happen with Jack Eichel when he comes in. I think he understands that sort of thing, so I think he works that way. I think in retrospect, we look at Pittsburgh and we say, wasn't really his fault.
Well, maybe. I have no axe to grind with Dan Bylsma. A year ago, I was promoting him as the next great thing. I can't believe, you know, Pittsburgh got him. I can't believe Pittsburgh left him hanging in the wind.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you begin to talk to people who covered the Eastern Conference, and I got to be honest, I hang off every word you say. So anything you say, it's verbatim. But you talk to guys like...
Especially the stuff I get wrong.
Well, Al Morganti was the one that really, you know, I like Al. And Al's got his opinions, and they're his opinions. But, boy, I couldn't believe how much vitriol came towards how poor a job or how poor a coach he thought he was. And that shocked me.
That he thought Bylsma was.
That Bylsma was. I'm not sure that Al thinks he's a great coach either. But Al Morganti was on with us, and he was kind of talking about, you know, Dan Bylsma being overrated and not a very good
fan.
Coach. And not a Bylsma fan.
Mm.
And then you see a guy that sits out for a year with other prominent positions coming open and never really seemed to get down to the short strokes. So you begin to wonder, is there something out there on this guy? Is there something I'm missing? This is not Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin and winning a championship. This is kind of building from scratch. Not quite scratch, because I think Ted Nolan did a lot of that last year, but this is a different animal. Mm. And was it not you, sir, when you predicted that he would go to New Jersey, did you not make the comment about Buffalo that not yet, that he might be the coach in 3 or 4 years once that work is done?
No, I don't think I said it that way. I just felt the connection with his former GM was probably going to be the reason he went
there. Somebody I trust said that, because it also sparked a thought in me, and let's deal with that. Is he the right guy right now, or would he be a better coach to polish the rock? You know what I mean? Somebody's got to put it in the tumbler, and somebody's got to whack it around and get the dirt and the mud off of it.
I think Mike Babcock's a closer. I think there are closer coaches. I think Peter DeBoer is more of a closer than he is a starter. I think from what I've seen of Dan Bylsma, I think he can do both. I think he'd be adequate at doing both. I just remember that how a lot of people talked about the head coach in this town before he took on this assignment.
Agreed.
What are you talking about? This
absolutely
guy.
Absolutely agree.
And they went the litany of things in Atlanta, et cetera.
Yep.
So I'm always leery of people who are being dumped upon by one source or two sources. I think he's done enough. And look, hockey's a kind of a funny community, too. I think there was a sense that maybe in the hockey community that maybe Dan had gotten a little bit big for his britches, that doing the TV stuff, and he became a TV star.
Yep.
And people in hockey love to bring it back down.
Yep.
And I think some of the reluctance to bring him in might have been a reaction to maybe Dan, they thought maybe he was too big for his britches, or he'd be hard to handle, or he'd be too egotistical, etc. And maybe the year off kind of softened all that feeling. But I had that feeling in talking to some people around the league about him.
Yeah.
But then I've talked to other people who think he's a really good coach. Does that make sense?
It does. It absolutely does, because I think, you know, gone are the days of just, accepting, well, he won a Stanley Cup. That's good enough.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the other thing we're learning is that there's different horses for different courses. You know, and to your point about Bob Hartley is very well taken. But then
you heard lousy things about Bob Hartley.
And the ability to work with kids and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
But he didn't, that was not the team he got here with, right? That's the team he ended up having about, three quarters of the way through his first season, it ended up in that. And there was a lot of people wondering, oh, is this going to work out, or is he not a guy that took the Colorado Avalanche from Mark Crawford and pushed them kind of back over the top again, right?
Yeah.
Kept
them
moving. It's a fair point. The other thing I want to raise is, and I want to tread really lightly on this, the optics for Buffalo. This is, in many ways, this has been a terrific summer for Buffalo, but at times it hasn't been.
Right.
You know, the whole Connor McDavid, oh, I feel bad for our season. Right. Oh, by the way, Jack Eichel's not a bad hockey player.
Not a stiff, no.
And, oh, Mike Babcock's coming. Oh, wait a minute. Mike Babcock's not coming.
Yeah.
You don't think...
They didn't manage the message very well.
You don't think there was any sense of we had better go out and put a profile on this thing rather than, Richardson, for instance, was a guy that was rumored to be around, right?
I agree with you, but here's the perspective on this.
Okay.
The guy that owns this hockey team also owns the football team, right?
Yep.
And the guy who owns the football team went and got the coach he wanted to get and made it quite clear he was going to go after that coach, and he got him. And I think there might have been a little bit of hubris or a little bit of, well, I got the guy in the NFL. I can get this NHL guy, too.
Right.
I think that might have been some of what we saw here. Having it to say over again, would they have said it quite so boldly or made it look the way they did? Probably not. But I think he really thought that he would be able to get the guys he wanted because he had done that in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, and he did have that success, right?
Yeah.
And it really – and you saw what it did for the Buffalo Bills. You know, in the short term, it gave him a lot of juice. It gave him a lot of, cachet within the public and things like that. This one I'm curious about because, Buffalo still, to me, I go back to a month ago, and I kind of feel like that guy that, made a point, argued a point, that point got disproved, and then spent the next couple of months continuing to argue the same point. But if we went back a month ago, Bruce, I'd still make the argument that the team, if I was the girl, hot girl at the dance coach,
right,
the team I wanted was Buffalo.
Right.
I wanted where they were at. I wanted the resources that they have. I didn't want the location of Toronto in terms of the media attention. Even with the second overall pick, I would take it. That to me is a very favorable spot for Dan Bylsma to be in right now.
I think, again, the bar is so low. It's been so low for the last few years, and God bless Ted Nolan for doing what he could in that situation. But it's not like you're succeeding Toe Blake. It's not like you're succeeding Punchimlack there. And it's all upside for you.
Yep.
Now, are they going to win this year? Even in the Eastern Conference, no. I think it's a year too soon. I think they need one more big draft. to move forward. But they could, you know, they could be like the Calgary Flames, and it could all hit at one time. Their top, you know, Reinhardt shows up, he's the man. All of a sudden, Eichel shows up, he's the man. You could get there a little faster, but right now, it's a 2-3 year process.
Don't you think in one way there's one thing that's very similar about Edmonton and Buffalo? I mean, a lot can be made about how far along they are, what kind of players they have, but they have one glaring area, and I don't know if it's a weakness because maybe they got somebody that's going to come out of nowhere, but I look in goal in both places. Who's the goalie going to be in Buffalo? Who's right. The goalie going to be in Edmonton?
Well, I would. Edmonton just doesn't seem to hasn't seemed to be able to get it together. Now they've got a group there now who I think will make a better assessment of it. But we've talked about this all week long. I'm less worried about Buffalo's chances of finding a good goalie because guys are coming out of the woodwork and becoming serviceable goalies. There's a Devan Dubnyk sitting there waiting for you if you're just patient and you know where to get him. And you give him his chance. I think those guys are there, so I'm less worried about Buffalo.
See, Bruce, I disagree. I think there's one or two in the league every year. I don't think there's one or two every team, right? I would. This is the argument that I would make.
There's one guy sitting out there, is what I'm saying. You be the guys that get him.
Right.
There's a Devan Dubnyk out there every year.
Okay.
Be the guys who get
but
him.
But the other thing we've been talking about is tandems, and maybe you and I haven't been talking about
right.
it, but it's certainly been one thing that has been a constant theme on this program. I am of the old Stone Age opinion that because I watched Mika Kiprusoff all those years, my hockey team must have a 65-game number one.
We saw that
here, right? That was not the case here.
Could one of the goalies here shake loose and be a number one guy in Buffalo? Could Kari Ramo go to Buffalo and play?
Could.
Yeah. Good. I think he has the potential to be a number one goalie.
I know there's one newspaper writer in this town that keeps linking him to Edmonton. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if it's his decision, that's easy. I certainly don't see the Calgary Flames making it easy for Edmonton to get a goalie they think would beat them from time to time. But, yeah, it's...
Well, I mean, he's a free agent, right?
There's goalies. And who is the team? You were talking about a team with four goalies.
Well, that's Ottawa right now, yeah.
So, you know, there's some guys there. If Robin Leonard becomes available, you know, he might be that kind of guy.
Might be.
Yeah.
Likes the fight guy, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
Robin Lehner doesn't mind dropping him. I saw that they've got some used vehicles here at Advantage 4, too, and I was thinking of you with this one, a 2012 Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, you saw this?
Yeah.
You did? I already bought it.
Hmm?
I already bought it this morning.
Did you buy it?
Oh, yeah. First.
So no point in talking about it?
No.
No point? Okay. Yeah. There is, however, a 2013
Don't
Ford
tell my
Focus.
Wife, by the way.
No. Hey, what happened? As we like to say, what happens at Advantage Ford stays at Advantage
that
Ford.
That royalty
right?
check I got today went right to the Merc.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah. Well, it's
your,
nice to
your
get
Your book
once
about,
in a while.
The what was it? It's a kid's book,
Ice Storm.
Isn't it? The Fuzzy Canucks, wasn't it? Little Jimmy's first hockey team, the Fuzzy Canucks, wasn't it a kid's book you wrote?
Fuzzy was a bear.
No.
Fuzzy had no hair.
In all fairness, Bruce,
Fuzzy Wuzzy wasn't Fuzzy.
Congratulations, because I know we had you on a couple of times to talk about the book. It's not even your latest book, though, right?
Well, they came out about the same time.
Okay.
The Grant Fuhr book.
Yep.
And Ice Storm, which is about the history of the Vancouver Canucks under Mike Gillis, and we're very close to being bestseller status.
Which I think is really cool.
I'm happy, yeah.
Because it's not about the Toronto Maple Leafs or the Montreal Canadiens.
I'm happy, yeah. But you've read it. I mean, it's not just, I mean, if you're not a Vancouver Canuck fan, there's lots there about hockey and other stuff, so I'm happy with that.
By read it, you mean I drew some pictures in it, right? So I gave it some illustrations and things.
I saw some mustard on the book.
Here's a passage which I think could use a photo.
A little bit of mustard, because I knew you at least ate a hot dog while you were reading one page.
And we've talked about this before.
And there's no pictures, so I knew to crack
well, that's
the
spine. Why I told you. I had to add some photos in there.
Where's the pictures? I can't.
We mentioned this before, and I think it is worth noting that there are a lot of things that are very romantic, but not really what you think they are. A bestseller, a New York Times bestseller, that's one
Well,
thing.
This isn't a New York Times bestseller. This would be a Canadian bestseller.
But that's my point is it's a lot, to me, it's a lot harder work and
especially
more
in this day and age.
In this day and age, more meaningful, but doesn't quite have the big giant. You're not whipping the microphone off going, screw you, Kelly, I don't need this crap anymore, walking away.
It was close. Well, after I bought the Merc, I thought of it.
Yeah.
No, I did not buy the Mercedes. It is still for sale.
Come on.
It's a 2012 Mercedes-Benz GL550 SUV. Gray and black leather interior.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, air ride suspension.
Pretty cool.
There's a price on it there.
Yep. So you can come down. You can check out the new vehicles. You can come down and check the used vehicles. But most importantly, we'd love you to bring down
check
some,
us out.
Sure.
Kick our tires.
We remember we did that once. That didn't end well.
No, that's right? True.
Come on down. You can punch Bruce. And they did. Now we don't talk.
It's a living.
It's something we do.
My next book. I was punched. On a remote location.
Advantage Ford.
Don't you hate being punched in a remote location? It's just very, very painful.
Advantage Ford, do we read this 12800?
I've been just doing a 12800 because I'm not sure if there's a 12800. How do we read these addresses in Calgary?
It's just, I don't
You're
know.
In Alberta.
I don't know. I know we're on the east side of McLeod Trail. It's really easy to find. You can go online, advantage4.ca. But if you're anywhere
south of Anderson,
south of the Bow, you can see that flag and just follow the flag. The big Canadian flag will bring you right down here. We'll take a break when we come back. Are we trying too hard for perfection? Well, Bruce and I go out of our way every day to make sure we don't around here, but we'll try to get to the bottom of that next. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is home for the fan club. An easy way to reward yourself for listening to your sports radio. Collect points by entering the secret seats. Hear the secret seats weekdays at 7:25 a.m., 9:25 a.m., 1:25 p.m., 4:25 p.m., and 9:25 p.m. It's easy and free. The fan club secret seats are brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Catch every hockey game and enjoy game day specials at Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. Sportsnet 960 The Fan, Calgary's hockey station.
It's that time of year again.
The 2015 Stanley Cup Champions.
Now, for the first time in Canada, our customers can catch every game of the 2015 Stanley Cup playoffs from anywhere. So you'll never have to miss a single pivotal game-changing moment. Don't miss a moment of the Stanley Cup playoffs with Rogers NHL Game Center Live. Free subscription for our Share Everything Wireless and Rogers Ignite Internet customers. Get started at rogers.com/NHL.
Everybody loves that new car smell and the luxury of driving a new Lexus. Hi, Todd Richardson from Lexus of Royal Oak, and we want to make sure you get that experience more often. That's why we're introducing our exclusive Drive New After 2 lease program. Drive a new Lexus IS250 all-wheel drive every 2 years for as little as $235 semi-monthly with only $5,000 down or trade equivalent. So whether you're currently driving a Lexus or you'd like to upgrade, there's never been a better time. Visit us today for more information or go to lexusofroyaloak.com.
Get your motor running, head out on the highway. Don't miss the Motorcycle Ride for Dad, Saturday, June 20th. Celebrating 15 years of revving their engines for the fight against prostate cancer and generating more than $15 million for prostate cancer research and awareness. Saddle up, join Sportsnet 960 The Fan for a fun-filled day of riding with lunch, poker run, prizes, and much more, all while helping to raise money to fight prostate cancer for our local community. The Calgary Motorcycle Ride for Dad, June 20th, starts at Deerfoot Mall. Visit ridefordad/Calgary for more info and register today. Proudly sponsored by Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
I give you the class of 2015.
As our graduates prepare to shift their tassels and accept their diplomas, Ruth's Chris Steakhouse celebrates this grand occasion.
A remarkable meal for one remarkable achievement.
As a special graduation gift, Ruth's Chris is offering a complimentary entree for your graduate.
I give that an A+.
Reserve your graduation lunch or dinner at ruthschrisalberta.ca.
Remember, free parking in the Palliser Parkade after 5 and anytime weekends. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, proudly Alberta-owned. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Next week, you might help someone order a coffee. Or help tutor someone in math. You may even help someone get home from work. And you won't even need to be there. Because your blood will. When you give blood, you're helping someone get back to their everyday life. Book an appointment at blood.ca to share what matters most. Canadian Blood Services. It's in you to give.
Book and keep your appointment to save a life at blood.ca now.
Trending right now in Calgary.
No NHL action tonight on the ice. Both conference finals going to Game 7. Just the third time in the history of the National Hockey League that has happened. The first time since 2000. Coaching news, though. Dan Bylsma, 5-year deal. He'll take over the Buffalo Sabres. Peter DeBoer, as expected, was introduced in San Jose at the MasterCard Memorial Cup tonight. It will be the tiebreaker game. The two teams that played last night play again tonight for the right to play Kelowna. Those two would be Rimouski and the host Quebec Ramparts.
Brought to you by Western Direct Insurance. Why are customers switching to Western Direct for home insurance? Get a quick online quote now at westerndirect.ca and see for yourself. For home insurance, go Western.
Proud home for the Flames and Hitmen. Calgary's hockey station. Sportsnet 960. The Fan. On the NHL beat, it's the big show. Sportsnet 960. The Fan.
Stoner fires one, scores. Oh, and Crawford beside himself. After that shot from Stoner, I don't think that was tipped. It was in clean.
Now, did you hear that? Did you hear the yelling? Did you hear? You hear that?
I hear somebody say
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Mark Crawford.
Crawford, yes.
It's Corey Crawford.
Yeah.
Yelling in ear interference.
He was indignant.
So Stoner takes a shot from the point. Silverberg comes to the front of the net, gets in way of the goalie. And if you watch, the replay shows the glove interfered with.
Yeah.
Right?
As he skates across in front of Crawford, he brushes his hand as he reaches out for the puck and interferes with him.
So should they have, in Bruce Dobigan's world, in your world, should that goal have been called back?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
And having read Kerry Fraser, former referee today, saying the same thing,
okay,
I'm even more assured of it.
Okay.
He's told me all the technical reasons.
So that's what we want. We want perfection. We want the game. We want it called to perfection. We want,
when a goal is at stake, I have a different
opinion. So when, okay, so a goal. So
if
what,
he had done that, knocked his arm, and then like two beats later,
yeah,
I'd be different.
But that particular situation, we want perfection. We continue to chase perfection.
In a league that is challenged for goal scoring, yes. That would be my feeling, yes.
So we should have taken that goal away.
I think it was interference.
If that goal led to a tying goal, which led to the game winner.
That's what we just started the show with.
Right.
That would have been the story.
Yes, it would. I cannot doubt that. I cannot argue that point. I don't doubt that point. But I go around this is really tiresome for Pat, so it's good that he's on a holiday because he hates this conversation. He hates when I bring this up. But I'm beginning, there's cracks in other places. People are beginning to wonder about our goal as society to get everything so perfectly right.
Oh, I see it.
You know where I'm going here.
You're
now
one of these romantics who think there's something romantic about human fallibility.
I am one of these romantics that believes that human error is part of it. I am one of these romantics that believes, look, I tried
that line when I was getting audited by Revenue Canada.
And it didn't work?
I said I'm one of those romantics who just sometimes I miss.
I said at the beginning of the playoffs,
it didn't work.
Bruce, I started off and said the playoffs are the best time. Everybody loves the first round.
Yes.
And then something happens in the second round, and then somebody writes a story about who's Canada's team, and then somebody writes a story about how it's not quite as exciting, and then somebody writes a story about how the season goes too long, and then somebody complains about the officiating, and on and on and on and on and it goes. And that's what, when you have the microscope, that's what happens. And we've already had that conversation. It started a lot earlier about the officiating. Why is the officiating different in the postseason than it is during the regular season? We had Lyle Sights on, former NHL linesman. He's now the head of hockey operations over in Austria, running their top pro. He says the hockey's different because it is different. It's not the same hockey you're playing in October. You're playing a different level of hockey this year.
Right.
There's a difference. You want to put more emphasis on the players to decide the game.
This one makes me mad.
Okay, then let's go there. Perfect. I don't like Happy Bruce. Bruce gets big checks
when
for
I hear
books
that,
and everything.
What it says. Yeah. What it tells me is is that you don't want the players to decide. You want a certain type of player to decide it. What you're saying is when you do that and you call a partial a rule book, what you're saying is only the guys who are doing that certain type of play are the guys who will decide it. Because the smaller skill guys, you can now grab them, you can now interfere. You've changed all the dynamic. That's what you're saying is a certain type of player
can
decide.
If you assume that the only thing coming out is a certain segment of penalties.
That's why Joel Ward is a valuable player in the playoffs,
right,
but not in the regular season, not as much in the regular season.
Why?
Because they say, let the players decide it.
Yep.
And when it goes to that, then the Joel Wards have a greater chance of winning it.
So you would much rather see, as I force words into your mouth.
Skill.
I understand skill, but you would much rather see just the same number of power plays called with the same line. I don't know what you want to call it. The same barometer, whatever you want to say. If it was a penalty in October, is a penalty in June. You want to see that?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Do we want to
especially when it comes to a goal scoring opportunity? Okay. Now, in the middle of the ice in the neutral zone in Game 7 of a Stanley Cup final, do I want it to be like, you know, auditor thin in there? Maybe not.
When it comes to a goal, you can't have it both ways.
Oh yes, you can.
No, sure you can.
When it comes to a goal,
I
have a I say, you know what? We got to call the rules.
No, you can't. That you can perfect. That you want perfection, Bruce. Can you have perfection? See, you're assuming though.
You want to bend the rules, and now you're telling me I can't bend the rules.
No, that's right. Because
you want to change the rules for the playoffs.
It's my conversation. I get to bend the rules. No, the reason I want to stop you on that point is okay.
Yes.
So you're saying a goal scoring chance.
Yes, sir.
You need to be, but yeah, we don't have to be as such in the neutral zone. How many goal scoring chances are directly results of plays that taken in the neutral zone?
If you pick, again, a scoring opportunity, you pick off a guy in the neutral zone and it allows for a breakaway, I think you have to call that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's a guy's the stick in the hands, one of those penalties, in a game seven, I don't call that.
Okay, what about October, though?
At the start of the year?
Yeah, are you calling that in October?
I think you have to set an example and show players. No!
You can't change your mind now. You just told me you want to call it the same way October and June.
I didn't say that.
Your head went like this.
I
didn't say game seven. I said months.
Josh, rewind the tape.
I said months. October to June.
No, you may have been saying all you wanted to say. I was quite specific what I was referring to.
I think.
Let's get back to the goal last night and why you don't think why you think it was hunky dory that was allowed. You tell me how that helps the integrity of hockey.
Because I think it's the way I want the game played. I want the game played with
interference.
Was it though? I mean,
intimidation.
Was that intimidation?
Went by, knocked the guy's arm as he reached to catch a puck.
Okay. So are we not the same group that is going to criticize? I've criticized teams in the past. Well, the goalie can see it.
League that needs scoring, and you let that stuff happen. I got a problem with that.
You want goal scoring, Bruce?
I do.
I give you goal scoring tomorrow. I will give you goal scoring tomorrow. I will give you all the goals you want tomorrow.
And what's that?
You ban assistant coaches. You ban video and you ban assistant coaches.
Right.
Because what are they taking away? They're taking away mistakes. What do mistakes lead to? Goals. What do you do when you start?
Let's talk about something practical you can do, because that's not going to happen.
Well, no. Either it's a big deal or it's not a big deal. I had this bemoaning and sitting on
the edge, I
want a goal. I want a goal. What do you want, goals or a goal? What do you want? You want a goal or you want some goals?
With all deference to your Aristotelian logic, there is a big difference between knocking a guy's arm as he reaches for the puck to catch it and the thing that you're setting, the situation.
We've got to crash the net. We've got to go to the front of the net. We've got to put traffic in front of the goalie. We can't let him see it. This is NHL CSI now, all right? Did Silverberg intend his rear end?
Intention is not.
No. I'm just asking you.
Intention is not in that rule. If you go to that
I understand
that.
There's nothing about intent. You very well could have blown the whistle down. You could have blown the play
Desjardins
down.
Because Desjardins, shortly
the goal
after,
off,
when
right?
he flattened. Yeah. The goalie for Anaheim, mm-hmm. and his was called a penalty.
Yeah.
They said, well, he didn't intend to. Intent has nothing
to do. No, I understand that. And also,
Silverberg's intention is irrelevant.
But in the full discussion of the rules, they very well could have waved the goal off and no penalty, just a face-off. We've seen that before. That's in the rule book as well, right? It's this whole idea of wanting perfection all the time. Do we really want perfection, or are we a bunch of whiny, complainy, we're not happy unless something's making us mad all the time, that we get to the highest...
Hang on a second. You're saying, do I want to be a whiny guy? I want to be the whiny guy?
I'm not happy
to be the whiny guy.
I know you have a little political bent to it, so I'm sure you'll appreciate
the
this.
The whiner guy.
I am not running for office
Debbie
in this
Downer
province,
whiner
but let
guy.
Me say, let's take a look in the mirror here.
All right.
Maybe we need to take a look in the mirror.
Yes. You're talking about perfection. The word I would use is we want accuracy. We want accuracy.
Okay. Do you want everything to be cut and dry? Do you want to eliminate any kind of controversy?
When it comes to here's the deal. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
And what's going to render all of this moot?
Yes.
Is and John Shannon just pointed it out. I was trying to get him whipped up. I tried to do to John Shannon what you're trying to do to me. And it didn't
work. Good luck with that.
And it didn't work with it. And the reason why, as he said, is that in a few months, the owners are getting together, the GMs are getting together, and you are going to have a video review.
Yep.
And that play last night that we saw, you're going to see.
Absolutely.
Coach Campbell go into his sock.
You betcha.
Get the red.
You betcha.
Whip it across the ice.
You betcha.
And say, protest.
You betcha. And you know what?
And then we will get justice.
And the masses.
Accuracy.
And the masses will.
And
the masses will go. It'll be awesome.
And it'll be perfect.
Then next year we'll add more. And then we're going to. You know what? We'll be able to challenge icings.
Rob, you're painting your fence.
Yep.
And you know what? You keep missing the fence.
Yep.
But you're inspired.
Yes, I am.
And then I say, Rob, why are you doing it?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not into perfection.
Yeah.
Okay, half the fence gets painted, and I missed on the other half.
Yeah.
But I was inspired, and
it was
my heart was in it, and my intent was there.
Right.
I intended to paint the whole thing, only painted half. Is that a good enough fence painting job?
I think there's a danger in the search for perfection because I think that you can lose some of and I truly
the romance.
I truly believe it's romantic, and I truly believe that there's part of what's got to be so frustrating as an official now is used to be, you know, there was 19,289 other people that felt they could do your job better than you.
Right.
Now it's the millions and millions at home that have the advantage that you don't have of watching everything in replay.
Right.
And if they are
so inclined,
they can just use their own TV remote, go back and forth. They don't even need to rely on the TV stations, right? I think human error has a role in sports. I really do. I think. Let me give you this example.
The players make the errors.
This is extreme, though, Bruce. Understand, I'm talking about from an entertainment standpoint. I'm not talking from a gambling standpoint. I'm not talking about anything other than the entertainment of the sport.
Right.
Is tennis as entertaining now as it was with John McEnroe when he was in his prime?
I think it's great tennis today. Better tennis.
But is it entertaining?
If you want to extend the same thing to baseball, I think it's much improved in baseball that we don't have guys coming out, kicking second base, going, ah!
But is it as entertaining?
Slobbering over it.
But is it as entertaining?
Yeah, sure. I don't think that's entertaining. I think that's
you don't. But, I mean, what do the masses think? And
they don't seem to be turning away from tennis
or
baseball.
Well, but are they?
They're not.
Is tennis?
The numbers are just as good as they ever were. Now, you can be passionate and you can be Jimmy Connors without insulting the referee or the way John McEnroe did. That's a thing of the past. That behavior is a thing of the past. And in terms of romance, if you say it's romance, not romantic to me. It's imbecilic. It's juvenile.
Okay, your juvenile is my romantic. ask my wife. I'm sure she'll agree. I get it and I understand. I'm buoyed by the fact that I have seen a little bit of writing lately from other people.
So when you give her a birthday present, she doesn't say, that's romantic. She says, that's juvenile.
Pretty much.
Birthdays must be fun around your place.
I am buoyed by the fact that I think you're starting to see some other people. Just be careful of what we wish for here. We want everything black and white. We want perfection on everything. I think there needs to be, I mean, I'm not going to date you here, but you go back to when you were growing up and when you fell in love with sports, Bruce, it was far from
sports
perfect.
Fell in love with me. It was the other way around. But yeah. Yes, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
What if we started to go back and had the technology to go back and, you know, pick your favorite game as a kid or whatever. You go back and you watch it, and we fix it all.
You've already contradicted yourself here today.
Of course I have.
Because what did we talk about? We talked about Ryan Getzlaf.
Yeah.
You want imperfection?
Yeah.
Ryan Getzlaf, a great player?
Yeah.
Made a mistake.
Right.
There's enough imperfection for five people.
Yeah.
There's romance for you. He took the guy in the wrong side.
Yep.
You don't need to have other imperfections. You don't need to have inaccuracy about whether goals are scored or how many guys are on the ice. There's lots of imperfection already.
Right.
So for you people who like romance, the pitcher makes a bad pitch.
Yeah, but for you people that complain about the lack of goals and the lack of offense, I present to you the difference between junior hockey and professional hockey. You have goals in junior hockey. Why do you have goals in junior hockey? You have mistakes.
Right.
You make mistakes. And as you continue to go down this path of perfection, and then you continue to complain about the lack of offense, one relates to the other, Bruce.
Right.
You're
getting back to the argument we had coming out of the last Olympics, where Team Canada, the men, were so good. They stifled not just...
Oh, Winter Olympics.
Winter Olympics.
Yes.
They stifled everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, those were the most bloodless, technically proficient things.
Yeah, I agree.
And maybe there were, you know, we lacked for romance, but because Canada won, I think most
people... Well, it's great.
They live with
right,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And I can see what you're talking about there, but so how you know, we're going to have a designated mistake or two per game?
No, I just...
Take the romance back in?
That's not it at all. It's just that, you know, sometimes, again, last night, there's something about a mistake, and there's something about a missed call, whether we like it or not, that fires us up. What's this whole thing based on? What's all of this based upon?
It's deranged.
What's this all based on? It's based on passion.
Right.
And sometimes I think in this day and age, we're seeing that the passion is generated from non-on-field, on-ice, on-court. And I wonder if we're not missing a little bit of that in the sport because we're constantly doing the best job we possibly can. So, look, there's
guy
a value.
Guy goes down and blocks a shot.
Yep.
Last night,
yep.
He's lying on the ice. He looks like he's just about dead.
Yep.
He gets up to his feet. It's like the Black Knight in the Monty Python.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got no stick, and he's on one leg, and they shoot it again. He sticks out the leg again. Yep. Down he goes.
Lance Bowman.
And, yeah. Well, yeah. And the last night's game was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying that you're not seeing enough of that in the games?
No, and I'm not saying that at all. I'm just.
You want the goalies to fight. Let's get to the bottom line. It's about fighting goalies. That's what makes you happy.
Yes, if we could only designate the goalies to fight every game.
That's all you wanted.
Look, I just you know, we had a lady come in and say it was absolutely goaltender interference. I watched it.
She said other things about you, but I won't.
That's fine, and I appreciate that. But we continue to creep yes. And creep and creep. You know, goaltender interference at one point was me actually coming up and falling on you while you're trying to make a save, right? And then goaltender interference was you went to play the puck and then I knocked you down. And now goaltender interference, the goaltender interference we're talking about, this is, you know, to your point, it has nothing to do with intent. This was incidental, right? He just happened to be there.
So you and I will agree about something. I think once a goalie leaves the crease, he should be fair game.
Right.
I think he should be like any other player.
Right.
So I'm not some
but that'll never happen.
I'm not for some namby-pamby thing.
Bruce, at no point did I say namby-pamby with
implying.
Your name.
You're implying.
I had nothing to do with you and your anti-fighting stance. Not once. Never have I brought that up
you're
this
implying.
Conversation.
I could see you writing namby-pamby in your notebook right there.
It's with an H, right?
How did I get this namby-pamby again? No, I believe that once he gets out of there.
When
he's in there,
okay, let me
and
ask,
we have a chance to have a goal.
Let me ask you this.
I think it should be able to hit the puck over, like, I think for goal.
What about Shaw in overtime last week?
I don't remember the goal.
He headed it in.
Oh, yeah.
It was beautiful.
That should be a goal.
You're okay with that?
I think a guy hitting the puck down with a stick over the head should be a goal now. Again, because I think offense is hard to get. I don't know why it isn't a goal that you can. Why? I guess it was because he didn't want the sticks up around
that's
guys.
Right.
Eyes.
Yeah.
They're all wearing visors and stuff. Now, we don't need that stuff anymore. If he sticks his stick up and deflects it down to that should be a goal. Why not?
Now you're blowing my mind. now you're
concept.
Blowing my mind.
This is like the last episode of Mad Men. I just don't know what's going on, man. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
I
think you should be able to do those things.
See, to
but
me.
But when you hit a guy's arm
as
he goes to catch the puck and it's a goal. Should be disliked.
I understand it.
And it will be next
understand.
Year.
I get it. I understand it. I know why we do it. I just think every once in a while we got to put the brakes on and take a deep breath and ask ourselves, do we really want everything perfect? I mean, do we want baseball with no umpires? Do we want baseball called by machines? Is that what we're looking for? Are we looking for sensors and lasers and technology, eliminate the four-man crew, the machine says it's a strike? Or do we want... Well, we know it's Joe West coming in, and we know what his strike zone is, and then he comes
we
in.
We want
and you...
accuracy,
right.
And we want consistency in our officiating. And if machinery can help us do that, I'm all for it.
So you'd be all for, as a man who grew up loving the sport.
I never loved any umpire.
No, I'm asking you about
sounds
the sport.
Sounds like a bad country song.
But you would pay full price to go to a major league ballpark that did not have four guys in blue uniforms around it.
If they had a system
machines.
That worked better, yep.
You would.
Yep. I still don't understand why they have a guy calling the behind when we've got the floating strike zone. Listen, Greg Zahn and I argue about this all the time.
Yeah.
Greg says, well, you know, the stadium moves and the strike zone moves and it's not completely accurate. You know what? It's an established strike zone.
Right.
We can do it now. Why don't we do it?
Yeah.
Why don't we go to that? So we take that responsibility away from the guy behind home plate who has, I like to call a little outside. I'm all for the technical stuff.
So should the ballparks be the same then, too? Should all the ballparks
have
exact
have
dimensions?
Be.
What do you mean they don't have to
They
be?
Don't have to be the same dimensions.
Well, no, that changes
the same
game,
strike
though,
zone.
Bruce.
No, but the strike zone is
no, but the
same.
Game, but the the ballpark is different, Bruce. Like, if it's different, then that's not the same game in each ballpark.
So you think the strike zone should be different in each park? It's a short porch in left field, in right field, and in Fenway, so you think they should have a different strike zone? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
I think there's something about
tradition.
You're not
getting into the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame tomorrow when we get there.
No.
And any thoughts that they might have of putting you in are gone.
Look, all I want to do is take a moment and thank you. Thank you.
Pat
is so tired of me in this conversation. I'm not allowed to have it with him anymore. So it's every once in a while.
I can't imagine how we can get frustrated and bored with this conversation. I have it every 6 months, and then I need therapy.
We're at Vantage Fort this afternoon.
Come on down. Lots of therapy.
Absolutely. Bring down some slightly gently used equipment. You can drop it off here. You can at any of the Wood Automotive Group locations around Calgary. It'll be sent to the Comrie Sports Equipment Bank. It'll be cleaned up, and then Kidsport will make sure it gets into the hands of kids who can desperately use it here in southern Alberta. It is fantastic. Advantage Ford's been around since 1995. They are the largest retail Ford store in Calgary. Did you know that?
If you were
driving around, so you're reading off the notes.
I read the notes.
I see.
That's how I
They're also, believe it or not, for the last 5 years in a row, top Mustang dealer in Canada.
Wow. I saw all of them.
They're out there.
I used to drive a 67 Mustang. I guess that was the second or third year of the production.
Yeah.
And I loved that car, but like a dummy being young, I should have saved it. And instead, I traded it in for some stupid AMC piece of junk. What was I thinking?
I don't know.
What do I ever think?
I don't know. later on in the program, Craig Forrest from Sportsnet will join us at 5 o'clock.
And another thing,
Elliot Friedman. Speaking of, I don't think I get into this conversation with Elliot, but we'll talk to Elliot about coaches. I'll take a break and come back with more here on Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Calgary Sport and Social Club and Sportsnet 960, The Fan are teaming up again to get you into the game. Hey, the weather's great, so get your behind outside and join a team. Choose from over 15 different sports, including slow pitch and beach volleyball, outdoor soccer, and more. Outdoors or indoors, there's a sport for you. Register now at CalgarySportsClub.com. Fan Club members, we've got a $200 gift certificate from the CSSC to help cover registration for your summer league or tournament. Enter for the chance to win at sportsnet.ca/960.
At Affordable RV Calgary, we bring the small-town RV shopping experience to you with big city selection. All your favorites from Coachman Clipper travel trailers and Catalina travel trailers to Forest River Salem Hemisphere travel trailers, fifth wheels, and more. Plus, we offer rentals, parts, and service. Whether you're looking for an RV to get away for the weekend or travel south for the winter, stop dreaming about it and start towing it with Affordable RV. Visit affordablerv.com. That's affordablerv.com.
Win big with the Calgary Suns Cash Grab.
Starting June 1st and running every Monday until June 22nd, get your weekly Cash Grab game card from the front of the Calgary Sun. Then check the Cash Grab contest page daily to see if the number on your game card is a match. There's over $10,000 in cash to be won. And if the jackpot isn't claimed, it rolls over to the next day.
Pick up the Calgary Sun daily for details and your chance to win in Cash Grab. The Calgary Sun, everywhere, every day.
Purchasing and owning a vehicle can be a real inconvenience. Lexus of Calgary removes that stress with the convenience of at-home or work vehicle presentations, dealership Bodo massage chairs, specialty coffees, pastries, and more. Relax and enjoy the Lexus of Calgary automotive experience.
At Lexus of Calgary, it's about more than just the vehicle. It's about the experience. Lease the all-new 2015 IS250 F-Sport for $379 per month with $8,290 down. Visit LexusofCalgary.com for details.
The new 660 News website has been launched.
No matter where you go or what you do, you can now take 660 News with you.
Our new website fits any screen, whether it's on your computer, tablet, or smartphone.
It's also easy to navigate, allowing you to find the information you want when you want.
Get breaking and local news fast.
Plus news, sports, business, traffic, and weather.
No matter what the device, bookmark 660news.com.
660news.com, helping you navigate life at the speed of now.
The outside is calling. Can you hear it? With Sportsnet 960 The Fan, you could be loving the outdoors a whole lot more. You could win a $3,000 gift card that can be used to purchase products or services from Bluegrass Nursery, Sod and Garden Center. Head to sportsnet.ca/960 and enter for your chance to win. Upload a photo of your backyard along with a brief description and tell us why your backyard should get help from Bluegrass Nursery. Spring into Bluegrass for Calgary's best sod, nurtured for 2 full years to ensure you have the ultimate thick green lawn every time. Bluegrass Nursery. Check them out online at springintobluegrass.com or take a short drive. They're just south of Cross Iron Mills. It's the ultimate backyard contest from Bluegrass Nursery and Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan is proud to support the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame in Red Deer. This year's induction ceremony goes on Friday in Red Deer. This year's list of inductees includes curling legend Kevin Martin, Bearcat Murray, Carla McLeod, and our personal favorite, Peter Marr. The big show goes live from Red Deer to talk to the inductees and tell everybody about the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. If you want to attend, tickets are still available through the Alberta Sports Hall of Fame. Sportsnet 960 on the road to Red Deer on Friday.
You're listening to CFAC 960 AM, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. Live from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Owned and operated by Rogers Media. Also streaming at sportsnet.ca/960. Calgary, the boys on the big show are talking sports right now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Having had that experience coming here as a player and as a coach from the opposition, a great